Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Fox Searchlight has a new movie from visionary filmmaker Guillermo del Toro, and it's my favorite of all of his movies, and it's called The Shape of Water. With an all-star cast that includes Sally Hawkins, Octavia Spencer, Michael Shannon, Richard Jenkins, Michael Stuhlbarg, and Doug Jones, The Shape of Water is an otherworldly fable about the unpredictable nature of love. It's a stunning and beautiful cinematic vision that must be experienced in theaters. Don't miss The Shape of Water, nominated for 7 Golden Globes, and now playing in select theaters. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Yeah, that's not where you do that. Coming to you once again from one of my favorite places in the world. International Drive. In Orlando, Florida! We're back at the Improv, and thank you guys so much for being here. I was in the middle of doing something when the show started. I was doing something on my phone because I recorded on the walk over here from the hotel. I recorded a Doug Loves Minis. And then, and it's going to be, I name every Doug Loves Minis after a movie, so this one's going to be called The Florida Project. And I just have to send it to my producer so they can post it, and I don't want to wait till the show's over because they might be in bed. They're out in California. I don't know why they'd be in bed 3 fucking hours earlier. I always have to write a description that they can put in there, so I'm just writing Doug's in Florida. I don't need to say any more about it. All right. Okay, I did that. Sorry to hold everybody up. There's none of you have seen Star Wars already, Last Jedi, but are some of you going later tonight? Yeah. Well, thank you for staying up way later than you normally have to see me first and then go do that. That's my plan, too, but I was flying all day, so I might be sleepy. Did you guys have time to make any name tags during this busy holiday season? Oh, yes, you did. Wow. Pamby is my favorite already, because it's Bambi, but it's changed to Pamby. I haven't seen that before. Kelly's Heroes, is that a hat? It's like a helmet? With it's also a name tag. That's pretty creative. Your name's Kelly, right? I saw you on Twitter. what's this Christmas Vacation one?
I'm Chris.
Your name is Chris, so that was easy. And I don't understand this one. Dolphin Tale 2, but you changed it to Stephen Tale 2? That is a way too clever. You're in Dolphin Tale 2.
Yeah.
Because it was shot here in Orlando, part of it.
Clearwater.
Okay, close enough. Oh, we got some nicely lit up ones back there. What's that one with the big mouth on it? What? What does it say?
Mac OS contains a built-in screen reader called...
Oh, I get it. Dennis. Okay. I don't really get it. What's that thing you're holding up right there? Yeah, that thing. Just a tiny card that says Devil's Rejects, and you change it to Doodle? Because your name is Doodle? Doodles Rejects? You're saying so much with so few words. Oh, there's a big Jeff Tate face, and it's next to Snoop Dogg. And the movie's called The Josh instead of The Wash. Yeah, I know my blaxploitation. All right, thank you for bringing all those, you guys. I forgot to mention that it's Thursday, December 14th, and the Doug plugs are as follows. Yeah, you heard me, Doug plugs. It's a brand new dildo that's the sensation around the nation. Tate Crazy Nights continues tomorrow night in Houston, Saturday in Dallas, Sunday in San Antonio, etc. And don't forget about Doug Loves Movies at the American Comedy Company in San Diego on December 26th, day after Christmas tradition. And for all the dates, deets, and links you can handle, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah! Baby!
Yeah, baby! We checked into the hotel like 30 minutes ago, and Jeff Tate took a quick shower, and then he told me the way he can take a quick shower is he puts a song on that's the length of time that he has, and then he takes a shower, and I go, like, you're the baby driver of regular activities. Instead of a heist, he needs a song to get through a shower. And he goes, yeah, I'm baby shower. Not even knowing that that's already a thing. Baby showers are already... Jeff's the last thing a baby shower needs. All right, so the prize bag, unfortunately, it could be a lot better, but a couple of my guests didn't have to fly here today, so they probably brought some cool shit to make up for what my bag is lagging. I brought a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt that's on the small side. So good luck with that. I brought some mints from the hotel. A few of those. Oh, a weird ball that's in the lobby of the hotel. It's like lighter than it looks like it should be. So that's fun, I guess. And a Christmassy peacemaker pipe. I'm finally almost out of these now that it's finally almost Christmas. I've been giving them away for a year. And something that I might use during the show, but I also might give away. Somebody last night at the 12 Guests of Christmas in Los Angeles, don't panic, Steve. Somebody gave me this confetti shooter, which interestingly enough, TSA didn't care about at all. They weren't concerned that I was taking this little gun onto the plane. But yeah, if you flip this part open, I guess it shoots out a bunch of confetti. So maybe like when somebody wins tonight, I'll shoot confetti all over the place. And apologies ahead of time to whoever has to clean that up. Probably one of you guys, right? They probably make the audience tidy up. before letting you go. So all that's in the prize bag, plus stuff bought by three. All three of these dudes have been on the show before, and they're terrific guests. So please give a big warm welcome to Matt Fernandez, Jamie Josta, and Jeff Tate.
What's up, everybody? How you doing?
I'm the only one that has a stool to put my drink on. I apologize for that, guys. You're just going to have to tough it out over there. Let's meet them individually, starting with the man directly to my left. This is his second appearance on the show. Lead singer of the band Hatebreed. It's Jamie Josta, everybody.
What's up? Any metal fans? All right, good.
Who took his daughter to, what's it called?
Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios. I always still want to call it MGM Disney. But Hollywood Studios and Epcot, you hit them both?
Yeah, hit them both. Yeah.
That's tough to do in a day, right?
And quick.
Because don't you have to take a shuttle from one to the other?
Yes, but it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, you were able to do two things and a shuttle?
Yes. A baby shuttle.
You metalheads are fucking crazy.
This guy looks like he loves you. Sleeveless flannel? He is so stoked you're here.
And a mosh.
I can is see it's me, and he's wearing pants. Is what is happening?
He looks like a Roy Moore voter.
Damn, Doug.
What? I take it back. Let me give you another one. He looks like Daryl from Walking Dead.
Do you have a
much better.
Do you have a Circle Jerks logo tattooed on your arm?
I do.
That is...
Oh, he's double checking. No, maybe not.
His Circle Jerk tattoo is on his thigh.
It's a mosher, nonetheless. It's Operation Ivy. All right, respect.
All right. Well,
nice.
Thanks for being here, dude. Do you want to point out anybody else in the crowd, Jamie?
No, I'm going to let you take that one. That was your fault.
No, we're good. Hey, Matt, who looks like they love me?
That guy raised his hand very politely.
We've got a winner.
He's politely and calmly in love with you.
All right.
Well, thanks for being... Why were you in Florida just to go to Disneyland World?
Yeah, we just finished tour on Saturday, so...
Oh, so you hung out a little bit.
Yeah.
Nice.
Went to all four parks, actually, Doug.
Yeah, you're a regular park hopper.
Yeah. We took Lyft, though. It's not a shuttle.
Because you were drunk.
You took Lyft from one park to another?
Yeah, and it was cheap and faster.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. The shuttles take fucking forever. That was my point.
Yeah.
And you're like, no problem
for
us.
We took one.
We ride on the top. We don't wait in line. We just scamper up onto the top of the tram and off we go. But that's a great idea to take a Lyft from park to park. No wonder you got in two today.
Well, we took...
I love it. And what's your favorite attraction of all... did you go on the Avatar thing?
Yes, we did.
Because I haven't done that yet. That's in Animal Kingdom?
Yep, we did that. We did.
Because all the best animals are in Avatar. It's good that they have that there so we can study those animals. Learn about the fake animals. Is it good? Is it fun?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah?
I like Soarin'.
It's just like that, but with Avatar shit?
Yeah, but you like ride on the beast.
Yeah, instead of just flying over orange groves.
Right.
Right. The beast!
You just ride on the beast. You're a heavy metal singer. You could have said that
called?
Way cooler.
I don't know. The Banshee, that was it.
There
Sorry.
You go.
That was close.
Wow. We got a lady nerd in the crowd.
She's a knobby.
She said it condescending to Banshees.
Fucking doesn't idiots. Know his Navi terminology. It's fucking
well,
metal guys.
In fairness, a banshee is a specific type of beast, and you were being very general.
Yeah.
And that's insulting to all the other types of
to
beasts.
To the Navi culture.
Two Navi right? people just got up and walked the, out.
The Cyclops, the...
We'll get to you. But first, let's say hello to Tampa's own Matt Fernandez.
Hello.
It's very nice of you to come all the way over to Orlando
because
we can't
treacherous hour and a half trek.
Did you take a shuttle?
We can't successfully.
No, I drove my grown-up car.
We can't successfully tape a Douglas movies in Tampa. I've given up.
It always sounds terrible.
You were on both of them, right?
None of you can hear them.
Yeah.
They don't exist.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad you're willing to come over here. And how you doing?
Terrible.
Really?
No, I'm having a great time.
And is it a full? It's a full 90 minutes between the two?
Yeah. Hour 15, hour, if, yeah.
Yeah, give okay, it, yeah, now, give it to now it comes out. So like an hour, hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like to round it off. And there might be traffic.
Oh, man.
Was it bad?
This is an exciting podcast. I'm going to talk to Matt about traffic, because fuck him.
Well, first of all, I thought Michael Douglas was great in Traffic. And...
Yeah,
Well done.
Filmed in my hometown.
Is that where he met Catherine Zeta-Jones? Was on that movie. Yep, that's where the throat cancer started.
That started.
But unfortunately, not where it stopped.
Oh. You guys know Michael Douglas is alive, right?
He's okay.
And he's that was a crazy ass thing he said about getting cancer from eating pussy. You can't let him off the hook for that. That's comedy gold. Jamie's 18-year-old daughter is here. This is perfect.
Oh,
I'm a great role model.
She listens to way worse podcasts.
Now I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, if she listens to podcasts, she's listening to worse shit because, you know, podcasts, we're getting away with everything at this point.
They mostly talk about
pussy
eating.
We'll see what this net neutrality thing does to podcasts. Yeah, I know, right? Don't boo me.
Oh, finally, we took a pulse of the citizens of America. Hopefully that Ajit guy, right? Hopefully he hears this part of this podcast.
Eight people know what
and
you're talking
about. And
knows
that you guys are unhappy.
Everybody booed except the Roy Moore supporter over here.
Don't call him that. Because also Daryl isn't racist anymore. Remember when he used to be racist? Now he's a super nice guy.
He's asking his friend who Roy Moore is.
He's a good Christian.
Double birds. And let's say hello to him. He's here with me for 8 shows in a row. It's Jeff Tate.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. You guys are correct. Appreciate it. Thank you. They're not called Roy Moore supporters. They're called Roy Moore enablers. That's what we call people that let people like that continue to exist in society. Enablers. Right? Don't get away with just being, oh, I support them. You're enabling pedophilia. So good job, Republicans. What? You guys want to talk about traffic between here and Tampa some more? We had a hell of a day today, Doug. Did you talk about that in the intro? Probably.
We flew here.
Yeah. Right? We took a shuttle from Los Angeles to Orlando. And it was tight. Like, that's why we were thinking. How'd you do it?
We were going to be on we would have to stop in Houston and then come to Orlando. And we got there and, you know, it was going to be cutting it close getting to this show. And then we got there, and the first flight was running 2 hours behind. And so we thought, oh, shit, it's over. It's not happening in Orlando tonight. And then a nice lady that was at the gate, started doing a lot of that crazy typing they do where you're like, what are you typing so much? And she was typing for a while and kind of muttering to herself. It was kind of magical. And... And then she goes, I can put you guys on a nonstop from here to Orlando. Gets you in like a half hour later than we were supposed to get here with a stop in Houston. So we sat around at LAX for a while and then got on that plane and we made it.
Yeah.
I told him I told him the baby shower story.
Yeah. No, I mean, I forgot that baby shower is a thing, but that nobody else does that? Like we had 20 minutes, so I found a song that was 8 minutes long, and I was like, I'll
tell
take a shower.
The song.
It was Tunnel of Love by Dire Straits, because here, right here, listen, it's got 5.5 minutes of singing, and then 2.5 minutes of where it's just like a musical outro, like in Layla, only it's not Layla. And so I just get the shower done before the singing's done, and then I got that whole outro to, you know, blow dry and stuff.
You did a great job.
Yeah. And I also have tinnitus. That's true. Don't awe it. It doesn't matter.
That makes it more impressive.
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't put a blow dryer right in your ear.
Doesn't seem to have... What was that?
All right, well, that's the bottom line, is we made it. Jeff won last night, spoiler, if you haven't heard it yet. So he's here to try to win again tonight.
Yeah.
I think I brought in some strong competitors, though.
I hope so.
Plus, I kind of know what you know and don't know, and all the questions are about things you don't know. I'm kidding! It's totally fair.
Oh, fuck. This podcast is about math now?
Because we all know math.
Math Hernandez. All right, so Jamie, what'd you bring for the prize bag, dude?
All right, I brought 2 Star Wars pins and a mug.
Nice. These were acquired at Disney World today?
Yes.
Nice. That's very cool. I'm going to hang on to one of these. I never wear pins that are this big. Like, Jeff has a lot of little pins on his coat.
He already
stuff,
turned it down. I said, yeah.
It just feels weird to wear something this big. Yeah. It just feels more like it says I'm lost on it or something.
That's the kind of pin you have if you have to, like, emergency give your dog some water.
Yeah. Plus, this thing's covered in spoilers.
Yeah.
No. Oh, man. Be funny, a pin of just a bunch spoiler of dead characters. But boy, I just keep hearing such good things about it. I kind of almost don't want to see it tonight just to kind of savor knowing that it's out and it's good. People like it. But I'll probably go tonight.
I've been avoiding social media to just avoid spoilers. But yeah, I'm going to go Saturday.
I like it.
So just stay off the internet.
Yeah, you're going to hold all of tomorrow. You got to stay off the internet.
I even sort of heard someone talking. Just don't, yeah.
Yeah.
Just block it out.
Don't be around anyone that's talking about anything.
Anything.
Just avoid all conversations, because they'll just suddenly slip it in there.
Yep.
Can't believe they killed Jar Jar.
Yeah.
No one would say it like that. They'd say, I can't!
Well,
I can't be less excited.
For what?
I can't. Well, I can't believe they waited this long to Jar Jar.
He has a 2-minute cameo just so they can murder him.
Oh, that'd be so great.
That'd be so wonderful. I'd love that.
Before the credits, get it over with quick. Just pull that Band-Aid and go.
Well, I think it would be great if he
Misa
died.
Wants you to shut up now.
We walked by the Christmas carolers, and Warwick Davis was doing like the stories in between. And I was and I was hoping that he was the other guest.
The leprechaun?
Sorry, when I saw you backstage, I was very let down.
What?
You're like the opposite of Warwick Davis.
I'm like Warwick Davis if he ate like a Mario mushroom or got stretched out, but also kept most of his thickness. Yeah.
All right, Matt, what do you got?
What? Oh, we're doing this. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
we're doing this. This
I brought
is real.
A great book called Fart Sounds, The Reason Why Jokes Are Funny. Zuri Irvin wrote. He interviewed a bunch of great comics. I'm in here, Mike Lawrence, Sam Morrell, bunch of great comics. Really good. And also, I brought a koozie, one of my slap
Tate.
Koozies.
Let's see.
Jeff no, Jeff Tate. Tate's not in there. But he's also really good. Maybe he'll do.
Jeff Tate. Nope.
He's not going to find that. No.
That's why Jeff doesn't read books, because he's never in them.
That's true.
He just puts on a really short book on tape during the shower.
I tried to convince him Paddington is based on him, but he didn't buy it.
Oh, can we get you a raincoat?
I like jackets, man. You can give me any kind of jacket you want.
All right, pass that stuff down here. Should we read the joke on the koozie, or have we read it on the podcast
before?
We've
read it so many times. It's
okay.
Up to you.
All right. Oh, you'll like it.
It's a solid joke on, on the koozie.
His name tag is, he changed Dolphin Tail 2 to Steven Tail 2.
That's a lazy pun. Mostly in that it's
he's
not
in
a pun
the movie.
At all. Oh, really?
He follows it up with, he's in the movie.
Are you the dolphin?
No, he's the tail. Is Dolphin Tail 2, is it a different dolphin or the same dolphin has problems still? Same shitty
same
dolphin?
Same shitty dolphin!
His slap arm thing says, I always cut my six-pack rings so they don't choke any dolphins. If I'm going to choke a dolphin, I'll do it with my bare hands. So that's a solid joke, worth repeating.
Thanks, man.
Even if it's going to make Steven cry. Jeff, what'd you bring?
I thought I brought two magazines, but apparently I dropped one of them on the way over.
There's just a magazine on the sidewalk of International is it out in front of Ice Bar, you think?
Maybe.
Because we peeked into
shocked.
Ice Bar, like, who would go in there?
When you described it to me, I was so shocked that I just dropped one of my magazines. You mean it's just cold? Yeah, it's like a regular bar, but cold.
They make it really cold in there.
Anyway, so there's an Entertainment Weekly out there somewhere. And I got the Vanity Fair. I read these on the flight yesterday, or two, whatever. And a copy of my last album, Jeff Tate Again. I signed the front.
You're really not going to make another album?
What's that?
You're really not going to make another album? It's your last album?
Oh, yeah. There you go. Right? That's one of those eat, shoots, and leaves things, right? Where like, my most recently released album.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about your most recent release. It's disgusting.
Is there somebody here that is in, like, that is a publicist that can help me figure out how to explain that this when this album came out?
is my most recent album.
This is my most recent album.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Solved that problem right away. All right, pass that stuff down here. All right, so all of that's going in the prize bag, but before we get
autographed
in,
too.
By what? Oh, Jeff.
By Jeff.
I got excited maybe this Vanity Fair had a Chris Pratt signature on it or something. We'll start with you, Jamie. The question I always ask everybody is, what was the last movie you saw? You've been busy at Disney World, but have you seen a movie in the last little while?
Yeah, I watched Spider-Man Homecoming.
On your, like, on a device?
On the Roku stick on the tour bus.
Ooh. I bet you got a nice TV on the tour bus.
It's pretty nice, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not
bad.
Yeah,
it is. And what'd you think of that movie?
Loved it.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It was great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I probably top 10 Marvels for me, maybe.
I would agree, yeah. I know it came out back in June, but I'm catching up now on movies.
Have you seen Thor Ragnarok?
No, I
can't
wait.
Oh, man!
I know. I heard it's awesome.
I'd say fucking skip Spider-Man.
Really?
Get right to Thor Ragnarok. But they're both good, but I like Thor more because it's for a Marvel movie, it's pretty silly.
Yeah, I heard it's like a straight comedy.
Jeff Goldblum's a weirdo. Oh, here we go. We got a beverage.
Is that for
Matt.
Me? Yeah. Oh, I didn't even have to ask. Heather,
oh,
you're the best.
That is so nice.
Oh.
Shout out to Heather.
Give it up louder. Yeah, Heather.
Yeah, be sure to tip all the staff here well tonight, because they're not seeing Star Wars either. They're here doing this. Torture. Matt, what was the last movie you saw?
I watched Atomic Blonde last night. Not really.
What?
If you want to hear Charlize Theron whisper for 2 hours, that's the movie for you. And
yeah, she doesn't raise her voice much, but she raises those fists and beats the shit out of a bunch of people.
There's some great fight scenes. And there's fights a girl-on-girl really girl sex scene. It's like a movie I would have made when I was 9. It was...
I mean, I wasn't that into, like, all the, you know, dialogue scenes.
Yeah. Oh, all the story? Yeah, because it's terrible. It's terrible.
I saw it a couple times, though, because every time she fights somebody, it's way too cool.
There's some great fight scenes. I can't take that away.
Yeah, I like
if you just want to turn your brain off.
I wish it was more of a Lady John Wick. I wish it was a little bit less story.
But a Jane Wick?
If you will.
There's no story. There's really no story.
Well, John Goodman seems displeased.
The whole movie is an interview.
Yeah.
The whole movie is a podcast.
Yeah.
Some fight scenes.
She's all dry and quiet, and I kept waiting for her to open her legs like Sharon Stone. Not that that's something Sharon Stone does all the time. She made a movie a long time ago.
We all remember
it. And that reputation has stuck. Jeff, what'd you get in movie-wise since last night?
I didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah, you're busy reading and dropping magazines everywhere.
Yes, that took up most of my walk. Last night, after the 12 guests, I went back to where I was staying, and I turned on the TV, the Apple TV. I went to the Showtime app, because they have Showtime. I don't. And I was like, first movie I haven't seen, I'm going to watch, and it was American Outlaws, starring Colin Farrell and Scott Kahn. And it's a Jesse James movie, and it was not... I mean, it wasn't as bad as Atomic Blonde, but... It's fucking moron. The guy's like, Charlize Theron whispered. You don't have a volume control in your TV, buddy?
You're not whispering right now.
Yeah.
You're speaking in a normal human voice.
Yeah. Okay. So... Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. Maybe you're just...
I can watch Nicolas Cage movies anytime I want, all right?
The point is, American Outlaws was not great. I wanted to like it, too, because I was watching it, you know? Like, I didn't want it to be bad. I kept hoping. Any minute now. There was some cool stuff on trains. You know what? I take it back. It was all right. I remembered the train stuff, and they're like, I'm a fan of anything that apparently westerns and trains. Yeah, I mean, I like Colin Farrell. I don't know what the big deal is.
Wait, you don't know why people don't like him or why they do like him?
Yeah, I think I was.
You said I like him. Like, there's a lot of Colin Farrell hate out there, or something.
Maybe it's just in my circle of friends. I got a lot of anti-Colin Farrell folk around
me. He was the title character in The Lobster. People like that. Cool people like that movie.
I haven't seen it.
It's creepy as fuck.
Yeah, see, when people say it's creepy, that's when I don't want to watch it. Creepy is the one thing I can't get by or get behind. What I like is fake westerns.
Sorry to break this to you, Jeff, but Last Jedi is creepy. I mean, you've already seen a porg, haven't you? Those things are nightmarish.
I don't know what that is.
Really?
Yeah.
It's that thing that goes...
Chewbacca?
It kind of looks like a seal.
It's a mogwai with a meth habit.
But it's a porg.
It's a lot of porg merch.
Is there a lot of porg merch? A
lot of porg merch.
Yeah, it's not even... People don't even know what it is yet. Yeah. And the merch is everywhere.
Oh, is it that bird-looking penguin thing? Yeah.
Yes.
Those things are fantastic. I love them. Best stuffed animal I've seen. I can't wait to see the movie they made around it. Around that merch, right? I love all movies based on merch. Trolls, Battleship. Right? Anytime the merch came first and then they make the movie, Clue. I'm a big fan of merch first movies.
I'm trying to think of one.
G.I. Joe?
What one?
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe. I mean, this is straight out of my act.
Is there a Barbie movie?
Yeah.
Should
there make
should
a movie?
Be.
I think there was, or there isn't going to be.
It's not for us.
No, it's probably going to be very, I bet it's going to be really progressive.
What about My Little Pony? Did you see that?
I did not. Or I did. No, I did when I was a kid. I saw it in a double feature with Space Camp.
No, but there is a...
With Bobby Prevost.
But there's a new Little Pony this year, right? Yeah.
Oh, the like a reboot?
It's weird how many people knew that.
I didn't
know. No, it's not weird.
That was weird.
It's not weird because it was supposed to be good. It was supposed to be like adults could watch it.
What?
Right?
Is this a live action?
That one adult can watch it over there.
My Little Pony? Are you a brony? I wasn't assuming your gender or anything. I just...
Or a Janie. Is that how you do it?
Nope.
That is not how you do it.
That's not how you do it.
That's not how you do it at all. I watched a little bit of a Netflix movie that's getting some buzz. It just got nominated for Best Ensemble in a Movie by the SAG Awards, and it's a movie called Mudbound. Yeah. Have you seen that? Yeah. Yeah, it's got a lot of racists in it, but... But I was telling Jeff about it. I said Mary Kay Blige is in it.
Mary Kay. Yeah.
One of those is wrong. One of those names is incorrect.
Now she's out selling cosmetics now, apparently. But she's good, and the movie's good so far. I haven't seen the whole thing, but it's all right. Carrie Mulligan, I like that lady. She's a good actress.
What else is she in?
Oh, you'll find out later when we play Last Man Stanton.
Ah, shit. Damn it.
Now that I found a weak spot.
Yeah. Fuck.
What else has she been in, Jeff?
Oh, I'm going to wait for the game, man. I'm not gonna have the answers. Right now, I mean, I got a streak going. I'm 1-0.
You did have to take down 11 people, so that was
well, in fairness, that 7 of them took themselves down.
Not everybody can be as great as you are at the games, Jeff, but I am going to try to make you lose.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
And since we're on the topic, I might as well say it. Turn the show off, Bert.
Let the games begin!
We got some bonkers name tags out there, lots of them. You guys always have very impressive name tags. And you do a lot of yelling during this part. So we're going to go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by The Shape of Water from Fox Searchlight, and visionary filmmaker Guillermo del Toro comes the highly anticipated and critically acclaimed film, The Shape of Water, in theaters now, with an all-star cast including Sally Hawkins, Octavia Spencer, Michael Shannon, Richard Jenkins, Michael Stolberg, and Doug Jones. The Shape of Water is an otherworldly fable that is part love story, part espionage thriller, part fantasy, and 100% original. This film is a stunning and beautiful cinematic vision that must be experienced in theaters. Not to mention, it was the winner of the Golden Lion for the best film at the Venice Film Festival, and is currently at 98% certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. And it is already getting a lot of buzz as part of the awards season conversation, especially for director Guillermo del Toro and lead actress Sally Hawkins. Don't miss The Shape of Water, nominated for 7 Golden Globes and now playing in select theaters.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch. Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back.
That's impressive. Right? That is...
All right, use your mic voice there, Matt.
Sorry, I had
that's
a beer.
Okay. And yeah. Jamie, tell us about. You can bring the house lights down now. I don't want to look at everybody. Are they bringing them down slowly, or is? Or do I need my glaucoma medication? Oh, okay, thanks.
There are two dudes in the booth trying to figure out how to work the lights.
There you go.
It's not a good sign.
It's like the nuclear codes. You have to have two guys.
You got to turn a key.
They each put a hand on one knob.
It's a Roy Moore supporter. He's like, leave them on. Fuck them.
Seriously, is there anybody here that would have voted for Roy Moore if he lived in?
Good answer.
That's a perfect answer. That's for later. You know how that works. If you lose, I'll say a shithead.
Okay.
Yeah, on behalf of the person you played for.
Right.
So they get a little something for their trouble. Came all the way from Tampa or whatever.
St. Pete.
That was me.
Into the beer.
Sometimes you're talking to your beer, all right?
Jeff, you need to loosen up, have more fun. Jamie, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Greg.
Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah. Look at that service.
Is it two Heather? Gregs or one that we're playing? Is it two Gregs so that we're playing for here? Or is it? Okay. Or Greg S?
Yeah, he put an S on there because it's Star Wars, so he's Star Gregs.
Yeah.
You got Nikki Glaser front and center there. Did you think she was going to show up?
I thought that was Kristen Bell. That's why I did. That's why.
Jeff looks really good on that. That's a really good Photoshop job, Mark Wahlberg.
Jeff looks like a young Kenny Rogers in that. Look at that. Yeah.
It's confirmed. And then he left Mark Hamill alone up there. That's regular Mark Hamill. All right, good job, Greg. All right, hang on, let me see that for a sec. And just didn't want you to have to sit there holding it.
Why do you guys get drink stools?
Well, she brought one out, and
you just don't want to share.
They
your
jumped
stool.
On it. I'll
do you
share
have
it with
a drink?
You. Oh, I can't share with you because later I have to write on it.
Okay,
I have to keep
it's
track
right.
of the games and
it's
stuff.
Right.
I'll pass you a drink.
No,
where's
okay.
your drink?
Okay.
I have to be the quiz
right.
master.
I want to hear about
here.
This.
Don't worry about these fucking
I
people.
I want to hear about
do you
this
have a drink?
Shadow
I'll help
box.
You out.
Guys, this is part of the show.
This is taking it to the next level.
I immediately had to take this. It is impressive.
Yeah,
it's Jumanji.
Mm-hmm.
And it has you with a monocle.
Yes.
That's you. And that's, oh, and you're on here too, bro.
Yeah, buddy.
We're here.
Fuck yeah.
And it's based, on, it's based on the latest Jumanji movie?
I think it's based on Battleship.
It's based on the board game.
No, it's based on the good Jumanji.
Wait a second. Let's back up. First of all.
What?
The Rock is going to be our next president.
Oh, you want to see a video game Jumanji? Get the fuck out of here.
No, I mean, that is a funny hill to die on because I've heard a lot of people say, it's not a board game anymore. Now it's a video game. Yeah, it's fucking 2017.
They had video
Why
games.
Why would you make a
first,
movie about kids playing a fucking board game?
There were video games when the first one came out.
Right, but they weren't there yet. It was like board games were still a thing. And the first Jumanji has some of the shittiest effects in any movie ever.
I'm not here to argue about that, all right? Ah, you got me there.
I'm just not a big fan of the first Jumanji, so I say, go ahead, fucking make another one. And also, I just think the premise of all the characters being, like, in other bodies, it looks fun.
You okay.
Yeah, you feel the opposite.
We are at opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah,
on this
you feel
one.
Differently about it. But I enjoy Jack Black a lot, so it's
I don't
funny.
Hate the cast. I like the Rocket. Who doesn't right. like those?
But
Kevin
it's funny
Hart?
That they're
oh, no.
But they're playing the kinds of roles that, like in a lot of classic motion pictures and comedies, is where someone that looks one way has something else going on inside of them, like the classic Steve Martin movie where Lily Tomlin was in him, All of Me, that kind of thing.
We are different ages.
People don't do that. I couldn't
That's
think
the
of
problem
a,
here. Now I just
I know,
I, just
I know, I know. You're too young to know who the fuck Steve Martin is.
I don't know what movie you're talking about.
What? That's why if you sit there and listen while I tell you about it, you'll learn something.
I'm listening. Go on.
Instead of just going, I wasn't born
I don't
yet.
Know.
Doesn't exist if I wasn't alive yet. But so the guy's name is Joe. And
oh, this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And thank you.
What's the back of it all about?
What?
The back of it.
It's a very complicated shithead on the back.
Yeah, don't read that.
Yeah, but it's very involved, it looks like.
There's something in there, too. It's heavy. Is there weed in there? Joe? Joe! Is there weed in there? Okay. There's not weed in there. Thanks, Joe.
I don't know why that guy yelled out Jeff Sleepy.
That's the actor he wants us to play in Last Man Standing. All right, name all the Jeff Sleepy movies you can.
Who are you playing for, Jeff?
I'm playing for Lindsay. She made Star Wars The Lindsay Jedi. Great big poster. I'm very, the picking of the name tags part is the most stressful because I'm always going to disappoint virtually everybody. But this one is a giant poster of the movie we're going to see after, and I'm going to take this with me. And I'm going to go into the movie like this, and they'd be like, I want two, please.
Yeah, we really should have gotten tickets.
My date.
It's probably going to be pretty popular tonight.
They'll have to let us in, man.
We got
one
name
of the
tags.
Stars of the poster.
That was pretty 2 out of 3 Star Wars from the audience. Were there more Star Wars that didn't get picked? Right there.
There's a few.
Yeah. Okay. That was smart.
It's the Phantom Jenny. And you're like, I got it. Don't make a prequel one. No one's gonna pick the prequel one.
Jacob could have been here. Could happen. They put Sean Jordan on the Star Gregs. He's not here, but it's not his fault that he's not here. He died. The shittiest way to give the news to everybody.
Yeah, your best I matter is not great, but he did die.
And what bed am I sitting near in that scenario?
That was a metaphor.
Doctors have bedside manner.
Doug will always explain it to you in case you don't get it.
Jeff, go take another baby
He's
shower.
He's like Forrest Gump's mom.
You're out of here. Hit the baby showers. Roy Moore will be in there too. Now you're getting it.
I love that he's here with the dolphin guy. What an odd couple.
Yeah.
This needs to be a television show.
Oh, they're brothers. Whoa. From other mothers? Same mother. Oh, different dads. I knew there was something up. Oh, shit.
I'll look for the guy without sleeves.
The sleeves aren't genetic, you fucking idiot.
Kind of, they are. Kind of.
Oh, look, they must be father and son. Their shirts are the same.
Are you sleeveless under that jacket?
I'm sleeveless if you keep going down layers at some point. We're all sleeveless.
Aren't we all?
I want you guys to leave that guy alone.
I also like that there's a few people with little Santa or elf hats, depending on how you like to look at it. I always find that adorable when people do that. Anyway, I don't know why I had to mention it.
You're in the holiday spirit, Doug.
Yeah.
You're festive.
I gotta get my hands on one of those and wear it.
Human skin? What are we talking about?
There you go.
The hat.
Look at that. No,
lice.
Just
yeah. Immediately, lice.
Did you say nice or lice?
They're not mutually exclusive.
That looks
you can
nice.
Do both.
Oh, yeah. It looks nice.
Wait, all you had to do was say, "Hang on, I really want to wear one of those throwback Penny Hardaway jerseys sometime."
Black with a white pinstripe, yeah.
Put on that big Star Wars pin, and they're gonna let you right in.
Can you imagine just walking up?
Oh shit, I think Star Wars is here.
Yeah. Quick, we gotta find a place for Star Wars to sit.
Everybody starts tucking in their shirts and standing up straight. Oh, fuck. Star Wars is here.
Hey, Jeff, did I ever show you what happens when you graduate from elf school?
You did not. Oh, man. What you guys don't know about me that Doug does know is that I'm a huge fan of mortarboard humor. Like, any of that. Oh, man, I love it. I love it so much.
I mean, everybody graduates, right? So yeah. Everybody gets that joke.
But not, I mean...
Some people here didn't graduate, and they're so pissed right now. No, they don't, Doug.
I didn't get to do that when I got my GED.
Oh, Florida.
No!
I live here. I can say that.
All right, let's play some games. Yeah, finally. Did you explain to him how all this works?
I made him listen on the ride.
You made him listen? Oh my God, I bet you was riveted.
That's why he looks so pissed.
Yeah. Ever since we got here, he just looks to me like he's mad they took his crossbow at the door.
Oh my God.
All right, so let's play a round of characters welcome. This is a game where I name characters that are on the list of credits at the end of a movie, not the actors who play them, just the characters. And you guys can guess as often as you like. And whoever says the correct full title first wins this game. Gets to go first in the next game. That's all you win. So don't get too excited, but it's still important. What movie? And no audience guesses, please. Because you guys are going to know this right away. What movie has a character named Sly Moore? Okay, not going to stop there. I got more. This movie's also got a character named Captain Colton.
Galaxy Quest.
Captain Colton?
People are making a lot of noise out there at Eat Fish Drink or whatever it's called.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my favorite. It's a restaurant based on the Julia Roberts film.
Right? Someone just got the bill.
Oh!
There was only 4 scallops.
This movie's got a character in it named Senator Orn Frieta.
Orn Frieta?
Orn Frieta. There's also a character named Tur Tanil.
Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones.
There's a character named Commander Cody.
Governor Tarkin?
Fifth Element?
Star Wars, A New Hope. Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
Valerian.
Captain Typho?
Star Trek?
This is one of my Star Wars stories.
This is one of my favorites. Count Dooku is in this movie.
Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
That is correct!
Oh.
We've also got Mace Windu, Anakin Skywalker, Padme. Padme just is her first name on there. I don't know why they give her a last name. Yoda. He's got a last name too, doesn't he?
Johnson.
Padme Smith and Yoda Johnson. And finally, I was going to say Obi-Wan Kenobi if you guys weren't there yet. But yeah, Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. So Jeff has done it again. The streak continues.
All right. Well, this was an easy one, Doug. Thanks a lot. Oh.
I'll let you order anything you want from Eat Fish Blue, but only on the app side. Just one app.
Get the pickle chips.
Can I get the sampler? Can I cheat and get the sampler?
I do not like that character you were just playing. All right. Let's play Last Man Stanton. Now, I'm going to go out to one audience member to suggest an actor or an actress for all of us to take turns.
Give it to him, dude. He deserves it.
He was like, I just wanted to go to Eat
he
Fish
looks
like
Blue a
and
down
they
man.
To the comedy club.
Give him something to live for.
He's doing all right. He's having a nice time.
Is he, Doug? Yeah.
Well, I think there's something you could do about his nice time, Matt.
Like, Wait, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
I feel
I'm not
like,
going to blow him, all right? This ain't Mexico. Like,
no, what I mean is, what I meant was something you can stop doing that would affect his nice time.
Like, I still don't know what that
understand.
Means.
What I mean is just leave him alone.
Doug did it, not me.
Let the man drink his Budweiser in peace.
Oh, God, he is drinking a Budweiser.
Yeah. Yeah, it's only $4.75, dude.
Are you Captain America?
Let's go around and make fun of everybody's choices. Hey, what's with that fucking water? What are you, some sort of dehydrated person? What are you, trying to live or something?
Show off.
All right, so I'm not going to go to him because he barely knows what's happening. No, I've pre-selected two people because I'm going to get the first name from somebody and then I'm going to look at you guys. And if any of you look panicked at all, then I'm going to get a second name. And if on that second name, if naming movies from those two actors, if that's not enough for you, there's no more I can do. Yeah, it's cool. What's happening, Steve?
Oh, the whole show,
it?
He made fun of Carl. His name is Carl?
Connor.
Oh, thank God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that reminds me.
Connor.
Where's Carl?
Carl!
Did you make this, Connor?
The Con Air is fantastic.
Way better than the Steven tale. Well, get that back. All right, so I pre-selected a couple of people off of Twitter. Where is the one you call Fizz? There you are. Hey. How's it going? I'm supposed to call you Fizz? That's what everybody calls you? Yeah, you said you're the one they call Fizz. Gotta be completely honest in a Twitter name.
Are you here with Plop Plop?
Ah! Are you going to finish this?
No, no, I'm already too wired.
Glad you're here, Fizz. What a relief it is.
You're welcome.
First you drop Con Air, then...
Thanks, dude.
My monster. All right, sorry.
Someone's going home with a wet bag. In addition to Jeff.
Sorry, I forgot you got to write on that.
I don't even know what that means. But Connor's really cleaning up nicely. Do you want a job here?
Jeff is so pissed.
Oh, he's got a good point. There's electrical, there's Christmas decorations here. So it's a good thing he did that. Oh, you're talking about my boomstick?
The word sticks. The things that make us talk.
The sound ice cream cone.
The pointy noisemakers. Those things. Ah.
Jeff.
That's my gosh.
Jeff is joining the boys' club to be his big brother.
That's my guy. Oh. The things that make you talk, as someone who sometimes can't remember the words of what's in your hand.
This isn't going well.
I get this guy, and I like it.
He's going to be his sponsor in Rednecks Anonymous.
Hey, wait a second. Wait. Why am I a redneck?
Rednecks Anonymous, they're not even sure. They say, hi, my name is Connor, and I might be a redneck.
And then that's when I go, hang on, I have a few questions. Do you, in your front yard, well, then you might be. How about, how many TVs do you have stacked up? Well, then you might be.
Man, you see them guys talking into their magic wands? That shit was crazy.
Their voices were like a ghost filling the whole room. I could hear it from every direction. They surrounded me with noises. The mouth noises got all around me. All right, you guys, we got to talk to Fizz some more. Because Fizz wants to suggest, he wrote to me on Twitter, he's all fired up, says he's got a great suggestion for Last Man Stanton. So, what is it, Fizz? Steven Seagal. Steven Seagal. So I'm looking around. All right, what do you guys think? Do you need a second name, or do you feel confident with Steven Seagal? Which one?
Second name.
Yeah, because Steven Seagal is making movies around the same time as Steve Martin. So that's probably before your extensive knowledge. But thank you, Fizz, for that name. And is there any particular reason you brought him up? Your brother loves him.
Does he have a ponytail?
We've got a lot of weird pairs of brothers here tonight.
You guys used to play board games
together. If you're opposites, it's two for one if you're opposites.
We used to play board games and watch Steven Seagal movies together.
Yeah, back during the Great Depression, we used to just, we only had 80 channels.
Steven Seagal is going to find out about this, and he's going to kick all our fucking asses.
If he gets off a couch.
Well done.
Okay. Where is Dat Sloth Boy? And boy is spelled B-O-I.
He's raising his hand so slowly right now.
Where is he? Is it a he? And why are you called?
I hope so.
Why are you called Dat Sloth Boy? Cause you're slow.
I knew it.
All right. And what do you think we should do in addition to Steven Seagal? Keanu Reeves. Well, that is. If that one had come up first, we probably would have just done that.
That's way better.
But I like the mix. I like doing Steven Seagal and Keanu Reeves. And Jeff will start us off. Then we'll go to Matt, and then Jamie, and then me.
Oh, no.
I like to play along. Could you talk louder right up front, right in front of me? Well, they're working out their bill.
Do we get to work with our teammate?
What's that?
Do we get to work with the guy?
You get one lifeline. You can go to Joe Manji once, and Jamie can go to Greg once, and Jeff?
Under siege.
What's the name of the person you're playing for?
Oh, Lindsay, but I'm not going to need the lifeline.
Are you officially declining your lifeline? Because I will take it away from you.
Yeah.
Okay, no lifeline. He's on his own.
Heather.
Yeah. Exciting. All right, Matt.
Heather.
Matt.
What? Am I first?
No, Jeff was first, and he said under siege.
Oh, sorry. The Matrix.
Yeah.
Are we doing Steven Seagal or Keanu Reeves?
We're doing... What's so hard to follow? You're acting like you've never been on the show before. Yeah, it's Steven Seagal and Keanu Reeves. And so
okay,
we got
cool.
Under Siege for Steven, The Matrix for Keanu. Jamie?
Marked for Death.
Oh, interesting one. I thought you might have said... Anyway, I'm not going to do it either. I'm gonna leave it out there and say... On Deadly Ground.
Good one.
Mm-hmm.
Good environmental message in that one.
Is that the one? The environment one? So that's the one where he shoots the candle at the gas station?
And murders so the environment?
No, Randy Travis puts gas all over the ground, and then he throws a candle, and Steven Seagal shoots the candle out.
And that's it?
Yeah, I mean, but the bullet would have set off the fucking gas, too. Like, anyway, Randy Travis is in it. What the fuck? Hard to kill.
Exit wounds.
Hang on a second.
Sorry.
Matt.
Exit wounds.
Jamie.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
I'll go with Above the Law.
Oh, God.
Oh, I was going to say Scanner Darkly.
Scanner Darkly? Matt?
Under Siege 2, Dark Territory.
It's
like Under Siege
classic.
1, but on a train.
So it's a little better.
Jamie?
Constantine.
Ooh. Johnny Mnemonic.
Ooh.
And then he got older and became, more of a grown man and decided to just go by John Wick.
Matt?
John Wick Chapter 2.
It's one of my favorite books.
Books are like movies, but they were from before now.
I brought a book for the gift bag.
So you gave away
You analyzed it and decided you weren't in it.
Yep.
Shit book.
Jamie?
Point Break.
What'd you just look at?
I wasn't cheating. Why? You have a list of answers there for Steven Seagal and
No, he's writing down the ones that
I just didn't know why. It was just
already.
Such an interesting Point Break. Like, you look very specifically
not
somewhere.
Not the remake.
No. No, Point Break. I got it. I am an FBI agent. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yeah.
Is the name of a movie that Keanu Reeves is in?
That movie is unsettling.
You were one of three people that saw that movie.
I love it.
It's creepy. I am the other.
I've seen
only,
it. Yeah.
Three of the four of us have seen it.
He gets tortured by a couple of hot ladies. It's pretty entertaining.
Was Scott Kahn in it? Is that why you saw it?
No, that's why I didn't bring it up.
I was terrified, but I also had an erection.
We're all scared now.
So nobody said Matrix Reloaded?
No.
Yeah. Someone should. Anyway, my Matrix Reloaded.
Matt.
Keanu. He's the cat.
Right?
He is?
Yeah.
He plays the title.
He plays the title.
He's the title role.
Yeah.
Oh, you can make sounds all you want. Google
did
it.
Jamie, did you see Keanu?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a part where the cat talks and it's Keanu Reeves' voice.
Oh, right.
Right.
It's not a movie you see sober. I get it.
Shit, now I just forgot what I was going to say. It was a good Steven Seagal movie, too.
Oh, yeah?
Shit.
Do you want to go to your lifeline?
Yes. Greg.
Greg.
47
Ronin.
Yes!
47 Ronin.
Good one.
I like it. That's a good one. Man, I think something's got to give.
Parenthood. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Parenthood, yes. That movie starred Steve Martin and was from 400 years ago.
It was just a play. It was before movies. They traveled around the Old West.
You done?
Speed.
Shit.
You got a lifeline if you want to. If you want to use it.
He already used it.
He didn't go to Greg yet.
Yeah, he did. He got 47 Ronin from Greg.
No, I don't remember it that way. No, I'm joking. Don't do it. I was joking around.
Was Keanu in
You're
Speed 2?
Oh, no. Well, you'd have to know the full title.
Speed 2 Electric Boogaloo.
And he's not in it.
Shit.
Yeah, it's called Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Fuck.
Yeah,
it's
Tom
not
Cruise
good.
Isn't
Don't
even
ever
in
see it.
Yeah, it's not good at all.
Okay.
Boats are not as exciting as buses, as it turns out. So you're out, dude?
I'm out.
All right, we still have one more game to play, so you're not completely out.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're going to have to wait a second for us to get
Sorry,
done
Greg.
With this. He seems all right with it.
Maybe Doug will give you one of the big pins.
Do what, huh?
Maybe you give him one of the big pins.
Yeah, there are two of them.
Yeah.
That sounds like great, great consolation prize.
You're festive.
Plus, you haven't lost yet.
Okay, all right.
Just this one game, yeah. It's gonna, you will eventually, but...
Shit. Oh, shit.
I'm going to go with The Lake House.
Oh. The Replacements.
Yeah.
Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
that's a good one. I'm going to take a chance on something and maybe fuck it up. But might as well get this over with. Was Seagal in a movie called Cadillac Man?
No, that's Tim Robbins and Robin Williams.
Right. Yeah. Okay, I'm out.
Okay, I guess I got to go with Cadillac Man. Oh, shit. Executive Decision.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of.
Wow. to the bone.
Oh, who's in that?
Keanu. No, not DMX. It sounds like a DMX movie. You're right.
Jeff?
The Glimmer Man.
That's seriously what I was thinking of when I said Cadillac Man.
The Glitter Man. Oh, shit.
How's it going, Matt?
Oh, I can go to fucking Joe.
We're going to Joe.
Hit me. Machete. My man. What?
What?
Machete. Yeah, Machete.
Seagal.
Seagal's
okay,
in
yeah,
Machete?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Jeff.
Feeling Minnesota.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Minnesota is a girl that Roy Moore met at the mall.
Did anyone say The Matrix Revolutions?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's me again. My Own Private Idaho.
Jeff's going to do all the states.
I got one.
Oh. All right, you guys are cool if he gets back in, right?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Lindsay's really looking forward to those magazines.
It's just one. The other one's on the street somewhere.
No, keep talking. Was Steven Seagal in The Expendables 3?
Ooh.
He was in one of them.
No.
I don't remember which one it was, though.
Jeff?
I'm going to say no, he wasn't.
Was he in one of them?
Yeah, now it's your turn.
Oh, Street Kings.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
Well done.
But which Expendables do you think he was in? Because he's in one, isn't he?
No, I don't think he's in any of them.
He's never been in one?
Really?
No, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't like get along with all those other guys?
He's like salty about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a movie with Keanu Reeves and Kate Blanchett. Who knows what I'm talking about? No, you beautiful woman.
Yeah, Katie Holmes.
That's okay. I already lost, but thank you.
Hillary Swank.
Yeah.
Okay.
Couldn't think of the name of it.
What was the one you thought of, Jamie?
Devil's Advocate?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah. What else did we miss?
It's like Hard a bunch ball. Of porgs in here.
Oh, I love Bram you to Stokers. Death. Yeah, he's the he got Constantine.
Sweet November.
We said all the Matrixes.
Yeah.
Bram Stoker's Dracula is a good one. That's the best one I've heard so far.
Yeah, we said Parenthood.
A Walk in the Clouds.
The what?
That's a solid. I hate that. I love that movie.
The Onion movie. What?
Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh.
Keanu.
You yell it like that's like it's a lot to do about something.
Hardball. He's in a movie called Hardball.
Yeah, I said that just a few moments ago.
We said
Constantine was already said. I think we did pretty good. The Day the Earth Stood Still, yes. Clad Barado, Nick 2.
Chain Reaction. Morgan Freeman.
We said the replacements. Okay, I don't want to do this anymore because you keep yelling out things we already said. So obviously everyone forgets what's happened so far. But Jeff won another game. Gonna have to start bringing in some real ringers in the rest of this tour.
I'm trying, Joe. I really am, I swear.
Gotta get somebody to take you down, Jeff. But we're gonna play one more game so you all have a chance at winning tonight and winning the prizes for somebody. Because we're gonna play Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau game. Jeff gets to go first, but you each get a chance to go first because we have three rounds. I'm going to name an actor or actress. You each, when I come to you, get to pick one movie that you think might be in their top three of all time at the box office after it being adjusted for inflation, according to boxofficemojo.com. Jeff? What order are we going in for? Okay, so we'll go Jeff, and then Jamie, and then Matt. Jeff, the films of Daniel Day-Lewis. While you're thinking, I'll be over here drinking your milkshake.
Thanks. Thank you. There was a moment there where...
It's safe to say he never did a movie with Seagal.
So safe to say that. He's barely done movies with anybody that is a box office draw.
The Gangs of New York.
It's a gentleman over here that thinks that's a good one.
Thanks, Martin. It's Scorsese's here. I call him Martin. I don't know him that well.
Marty. People call him Marty.
We're not there yet in our relationship. I just graduated from Mr. Scorsese.
I like how Zach Galifianakis and Birdman goes, Martin Scorsese. And they couldn't say cut because the scenes are 10 minutes long. Jamie?
My Left Foot.
Okay. Nikki's got your back.
Yeah.
And Matt.
Lincoln.
Coming in at number three for Daniel Day-Lewis, I didn't even know he was in this movie. Apparently, he shows up in Gandhi. I know, right? He's in there. And then he's definitely in the number two movie because... He has a very good speech in that movie about I Will Find You, The Last of the Mohicans. No matter where you go, I will find you. Doesn't sound anything like that.
No.
And coming in at number one is Lincoln!
Oh. Oh.
So Matt is racing off into the lead on this one. With his 3 points. And Jamie and Jeff are here. And Jamie, you get to go first on this next one. The films of Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Fuck, didn't we do this on the last episode I was on?
Maybe.
Fuck. With the one where he jerks off too much and the whole fucking thing.
That Jesus. Could be a lot of them. 500 days of jerking off.
Okay, but it's got to be the adjusted for inflation.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's tricky.
All right.
But generally, you just want to try to hone in on what their biggest hit was.
Dark Knight.
You piece of
I mean, good job. Now is that... Hang on, Matt. Is that your final answer, Jamie? The Dark Knight?
The Dark Knight Rises.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Okay.
Ha 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 ha.
Calm down, Zero.
Matt.
Hmm. 50-50? Okay. Which is about my chances.
I love that. I love that movie. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Jeff?
Inception.
My second guess. Shit.
All right, coming in at number three, Lincoln.
He was the kid.
He was the son, yeah. He wanted to go to war, but his dad was president, didn't want him to go. Number two, Inception. So Jeff's on the board with a couple of points. And then the number one, JGL, The Dark Knight Rises.
Staying alive.
Now we got ourselves a shooting match. Matt and Jamie are tied with three apiece, and Jeff is now suddenly the underdog. But Matt gets to go first, and then Jeff, and then Jamie. So Matt, here you go. Sally Field.
Steel Magnolias, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Jeff?
Smokey and the Bandit.
All right. Jamie?
Spider-Man.
Which one?
Full title.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, you could just say Spider-Man, but that would be wrong.
But, like, which Spider-Man? Like, how would you describe him?
Oh, no, wait. Yeah, Spider-Man would be right. She's in that. Yeah. But that's your final answer?
Yes.
Okay. Matt's shaking his head.
That's not right.
Yeah. This is an interesting one. I don't know. Somebody in the audience is saying something loudly, yeah. And I don't know why.
They're probably right.
What'd they say?
Oh, yeah, we're done already. Forrest Gump was probably,
that's what
probably
he said.
Number one.
Yeah, I don't know why you guys didn't think of that.
Mostly the weed and beer.
That was so weird, too, because she played Tom Hanks' mother in that, and, like, 1 year prior to that, they were in Punchline together as, like, the same age and, like, a love interest, yeah.
Hollywood.
So sad. It's sad. Coming in at number three, Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah. Number two, though, Smokey and the Bandit. And of course, number one is not Steel Magnolia, motherfuckers.
That's the sequel.
I loved how hard you laid into that when it's not even in her top. Might be four, I don't know. But number one is, of course, Forrest Gump, which means that Jeff just narrowly squeaked the lead. He wins with 4 points. Jeff Tate did it again.
Oh, man, walk off, home run.
It was an honor.
All right, so where's Lindsay at? Come get your prizes, Lindsay. So excited.
I didn't read it, I'm sorry.
You read the back of it already?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you don't get your shithead read, though, because you won. That bag full of crap, that means you won. You're a winner.
The ball from the hotel lobby is one of the best gifts.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's...
So
it's,
light.
It's very light. Uh-oh. Let's check out these donuts.
Uh-oh.
He's going to throw it at us.
Who likes pink?
Hold stuff up for me to throw this at. I promise I will.
Who likes pink flavor?
Ooh, well, that's a level 10 out there. Someone just died.
Nice sidearm there, Doug.
That's the trick. You gotta whip him so you don't hurt anyone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Doug throws it like a frisbee.
Where's that Jeff's asleep guy?
Jeff threw his into his mouth.
Oh, hey, lightsaber. Knock it out of the air.
Oh, my God. Damn, Doug, you threw an 80-mile-an-hour fastball at him.
But congratulations again to Jeff Tate.
For those listening at home, Doug is shooting blanks.
Why the fuck does it? Close, oh, is that how it works? You gotta close it? Okay. I thought maybe the lid was just to keep them all in there. I've never used a gun before with close the lid as part of the instructions. All right, I'm making
it doesn't
enough
go
of a
past
mess.
The stage.
You're the Peter North of confetti.
All right, let's do some plugs. Jeff, what do you got to plug?
I'm doing this thing called Tay Crazy Nights for the next 6 nights. We're on night 2 of the craziest nights of all time. And then January 12th, I got a new album coming out. It'll be, I think it's on pre-order iTunes now or tomorrow or soon. It's called People Are What People Make Them. And then I'm at Go Bananas in Cincinnati, January 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Yes,
that's it.
All right, Jeff. See you in Houston. Matt Fernandez, Fat Hernandez on Twitter.
Yep, that's me. December 22nd, I'll be at Rock Brothers in Ybor City. We're doing a charity show. All the money goes to Puerto Rico for hurricane relief. If you want to come. Also, since we're Orlando, in the first week of March, the Orlando Indie Comedy Fest happens. You should all buy tickets. They've had Kyle Kinane, Eddie Pepitone. I highly recommend it, just because we're in the city. Thank you and good night.
Signing off.
I'll be there.
Jamie, what's going on with you? And you're in more than one band, right?
Yes, and I have a podcast network, gasdigitalnetwork.com, if anybody wants to check it out. We have comedy, music, tons of other stuff. And I have a live podcast December 23rd in St. Louis at Blueberry Hill. 2 shows, one with Don Jameson and one with Howard Jones, who used to be in Killswitch Engage, if there's any metal fans in the house. And yeah, and Hatebreed will be on tour next year. Hatebreedvip.com. And I have a Josta show, Toad's Place, New Haven, January 13th.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug.
One more time for Jamie Josta, Matt Fernandez, and Jeff Tate. Here, can you hand me your Joe Manji? Thank you. Yeah, go as slow as possible, guys. No, I know. What? Okay. I got one more plug. Don't forget about my holiday taint stand-up shows at the Irvine Improv in Orange County, California on December 27th and 28th. And thank you to the Orlando Improv and to all of you guys for coming out. The numbers are pretty good here. I've pledged that the city where the most people turn out for one of these this week with all my shows with Jeff, the number one turnout, I'm going to try to, you know, come back like in the first quarter of 2018. But, you know, I'll be back here anyway because I love it here and this is a great time. And as always, Black Bart and Old Man Parker's furnace are fudging shitheads. And the FCC is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Once again, thank you to The Shape of Water for being an awesome movie and for sponsoring today's episode. Fox Searchlight has a new movie from visionary filmmaker Guillermo del Toro called The Shape of Water. With an all-star cast that includes Sally Hawkins, Octavia Spencer, Michael Shannon, Richard Jenkins, Michael Stuhlbarg, and Doug Jones, The Shape of Water is an otherworldly fable about the unpredictable nature of love. It's a stunning and beautiful cinematic vision that must be experienced in theaters. I'm telling you, I'm going to go see it again. Don't miss The Shape of Water, nominated for 7 Golden Globes, and now playing in select theaters. Bye-bye.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.